bu fotoğrafı önünde hadis ibn-i Mâlin'in bir hadis yapılan reç tabi Kuna sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem seyyek geç müşriktir ki o gözde hoş müşriktir ki o gözde yeni aktarda babdağının ta'ûr babdağının ta'ûr statüs yolda tutan responsible for your being and you are more responsible for your being so you have to start with yourself and if you have it spend on your children. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَصَبْتَتْ بِهِ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكْ Spend it on yourself. قَالَ عِنْدِ عَلَىٰ فَرْضُ He must say, O Messenger of Allah, I have another iman with me. Like somebody said, I have another 40,000 there with me. قَالَ فَصَبْتَتْ بِهِ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكْ The Prophet Muhammad says, "Tabarta bi ala waladi, spend it on your children, spend it on your children." Qala ibn Abbas, he said, "I have another one. Qala tabarta bi ala waladi, spend it on your son." Qala ibn Abbas, he said, "I have another one. Qala anta absur." They know more the person that he spent it on. Scholar is very also here brought his hadith giving the narrator, one of the narrator, just a kind of the author or some of the narrator. Maybe he summarized the hadith because the hadith is longer than that. So we have the thought that we are nafsik, the thought that we are zawjiki. We have the one to the cross of who sort of relates on your wife, then before that of the children, then before that of the khadi. So when the Prophet of Allah said you should do sort of relates on your wife, on the children, on your khadim, then after this you will be in the best position to move. That means you have to follow the method of the Prophet Allah Sallam has laid down. You start with yourself, then on your children or on your wife, then your children, then your khadim. In this hadith it is not mentioned appearance. And you have explained it in the previous parts that the parent is imposed on us to check on them in the divine path. Particularly in the divine path. If they have, it's not imposed on us to spend on our parents. Unlike the wife. Whether the wife has or she doesn't have, we have to spend on that. The parents and the children is not composed on us to spend on them if they have. If they do not have, then it is composed on us to spend on them. The parents do not have the right which one should come first. Yes, some scholars say that all the wife still comes first. Why some will say that of the parent comes first? Because that of the parent will be viewed who are dead. That is being denied to the dead. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ the laws are ruled that you shouldn't worship except Him. What Allah says after that is your little world in any case, and that you have to be true to your parents. So if your parents do not have, and your wife, you have to take care of your wife as well, which one comes first? In a situation like some solar system, it is the parent that has to teach the wife. Why don't you say no? The wife to teach the parents, because that's on the wife follows yours. So if you don't have what, you don't have wife, there's no way you can satisfy your sexual urge. Unless you want to go through zina or things that Allah has created. So you have to take care of that area. So salah is agreed on this. But it is better that one is present that of the parents if they do not have open over that of the wife. That is the necessity, things that are necessary that they have to get, like feeding, clothing, and the like. Then, that of the wife is full. But if the parents are, it is not compulsory of us to spend on the parents because they also have. The children, if they do not have, it is not compulsory of us to also spend on them if they have. But if they do not have, it is compulsory on us to spend on the children if they have. So here is next to that of the wife. Then the Prophet Allah says that do salah with it on your khadim. Do salah with it on your khadim. The khadim is the servant or the one that is assisting one. So you also do salah on such a person. So when you feed your wife or your children and you have what good intention with that, so this will be salah. And that's why the Prophet says that woman, what you put in the mouth of your wife is something that you get as you fall. What you put in the mouth of your wife, that is what you feed your wife with, you will be rewarded for that. If you have good intention with it, if you have intention that you are doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you have good intention with it, then there will be no reward. Then the Prophet of Allah Ta'ala said, "Anta afsar, you know better the person that you're supposed to give after the admiration." So if you look at this now, the man, you know, dinar, how many dinar is mentioned about four, so dinar. Dinar on himself, dinar on the wife, dinar on? Huh? The parents of donation. Dinar on himself, dinar on the wife, the son, the children, and the son. We said that the report is that mentioned the wife. So we also give the report first. And the report that mentioned the wife, this one. You have reported what you have in the book mentioned the wife. Okay? So in this group there is no wife. So in some reports we have wife, in some reports there is no wife mentioned. So but if we do that on the wife, everything will be having form. The wife yourself and the children and the family. So this man did Salah Kaw with all this. When then he had another one, the Prophet of Allah said, you know better. So that's why we are supposed to follow this sequence when we give our Salah Kaw. When you are doing Salah Kaw. If you do anything Salah Kaw, you are going to or close up to you. Then if you have left, then you extend it to some other people. وَنَ عِشَةَ رَضَى اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا أَنْفَقَتِ الْمَرْآةُ مِنْ طَعَامِ بِالْكِهَابِ غَيْرَ مُسْتِيَةٍ كَانَ لَا أَجْرُهَا بِمَا أَنْفَقَتْ وَلِزَوْجِهَا أَجْرُهُ بِمَا اكْتَسَبَ وَلِلْخَادِمِ مثل ذلك ولا ينقص بعضه أجر بعض شيئا متفق عليه. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as Aisha رضي الله عنها reported that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said إذا أنفقت المرأة من طعام بيتها, if a woman faints from the food in her house غير مصيبة without the intention of damaging it, كان ذا أجرها in her unbuckled. She will get the reward of what she has spent. وَلِذَوْجِهَا أَجْرُهُ مِمَا اكْتَسَبَ. Likewise, the husband will also get some reward because it is the one that has fetched us, the one that has worked for the food to come. وَلِخَازِنِهِ كُذَلِكَ. Likewise, the khazin, the trustee, the one who is in charge of this, that is the khazin, who is in charge of the food, will also get part of the reward. وَلَا يَنْقُصُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَجْرَ بَعْضٍ شَيْئًا. And none of them will give the reward of the other. The wife will get, why? Because she has faith. The husband will get, because she is the one that works for it. So the khazin will also get, or the khazin will also get, because everyone that has kept the food. If you look at this hadith, the hadith tells us that a woman can spend from the food in the house. She can discover from the food in the house. Though we have another hadith that the Prophet Allah said it is not permissible for a woman to give out of the wealth of the husband, that is the food and the life, and that we give him, except with the permission of the husband. So in this hadith, it is not specified that it must be brought to the permission of the husband. And that's why scholars, they set it up two types of permission. I give food for each, declare permission that you can take this and give it out to the husband. And I give food ready to storage the animal of food. The permission that is not clear but is understood. And this is to be based on what the woman has known her husband for. So a woman who knows that her husband will be happy if she does this, if she gives this type of stomach, then there's nothing wrong in asking what given stomach from the words of the husband. Since she knows that the husband will be happy with that. So this will be applicable to this woman. So a woman who does not appropriate what the husband has as well, she gives out as long as what she knows that the husband will be happy with that, the husband will be pleased with that. And that's why the Prophet of Allah said, "La tahqiran jaratun jara." A jara, a neighbor, a woman's neighbor, should not be considered something that you give to a jara or a human neighbor, or a woman neighbor as well. Well, it will not be a sham. Almost if it is the mood, so to say, of the sheep, that she doesn't have anything to give except that. So, the women who are encouraged to give stomach from what the husband has provided, from what the husband has. For this people, she is for the stomach what? They know that the husband will be pleased with that. Everyone who knows that the husband will not be pleased if she does that, she should not be. Because in that case, she will be asking, she will be guilty. Because the person has not allowed her to give tobacco and that. So, this is based on if the husband approves it. If the husband has been allowed to be for activating her, if the woman spends from the food in the house, غير مفتدين without damaging it. كان لها أجرها. She will have a reward. She will have a reward. Now we say in hadith that says the woman should not spend from the wealth of the husband except with the permission. This is referring to maybe the permission that is for it clear, or the permission that we got that is unclear. In that hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said that the woman shouldn't spend from the wet to water, somebody asked that while I'm trying, who will give you the truth? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Dharika Abdullah Mangwari, that is the best for our wet. And this is what a man writes for the family in the house. If in the case of the two is not, is effective, then what is aesthetic? The family in the house wants to eat, then there is no problem. And that's why he says, Dharika Abdullah Mangwari, that is the best. So what is food? A woman shouldn't eat. So the hadith appears as one is contradicting this, but there is no contradiction. If that belief in executive permission, this one was also with the permission. But there are two types of permission. Permission that is not clear and permission that is not clear. So this one should be understood as permission that is clear or that is not clear. A woman that the husband has categorically told her that you can give out some of her from what we have in the house. For giving out this water, she will get the reward for giving out this water. Take the fact that once the husband has told her categorically, claim that she can do that. What if she doesn't do it? If she decides that once, I'm not going to do it. So for doing it, she will get the reward for that. To get the reward. And the reward will not affect the reward of the husband that is pleased with giving that thing out. So, and if the husband does not give a clear permission, but she knows that the husband will be pleased with that, if she doesn't, she gets the reward, and the husband will also get the reward. So the Prophet of Allah says, وَلِلْخَارِجِينِ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ. The one that is also keeping the truth that is the Qadi, who also gets the reward. If the Qadi knows that the husband, which is the head of the family, if the Qadi knows that he will be pleased if he gives out something, then the man who gets the reward, the Qadi also gets the reward, without affecting that of the man. And if he knows that man will not be pleased with that, then he shouldn't do it. If he does it, he's asking for doing that. If he does it, he's asking. Because this is what clean for the house with somebody's work. And the person has not approved it. But if the person approves it, then it was this will permit you. So which means that what a maid in the house can also give out something to people. Despite the fact that what he or she is not the owner of that thing. But this was the aid from one condition, and that is he or she must know that the boss is going to watch fashion that. Or she has gotten an instruction from the boss that she will do or he can do so and so. Then you get the reward without affecting the reward of one another. Now this hadith is not contradicted by the hadith in Sahih Muslim. By the hadith of a companion called the Romain was the holy. So this companion he was ordered by his master to prepare some meat to make it into shreds. So And he still gets to that moment, that servant, and again, from it, from the meat he gave to the skin, and his skin went. So when the master came and learned that, or they did something like that, the master fit in. So the man went to the Prophet of Allah to complain that this is what my master has done because I did so and so. The Prophet of Allah sent for the master, and the master came and said, why did you do this? He said, I gave it to the miskin without me instructing him. Without me instructing him to do that. Not that because, if he said because I'm not interested in him, sort of, but what he said is that I have not instructed me to do that at the time that was he did it. So the Prophet of Allah, Father said, you have reward and you also watch. He also has reward. So this hadith does not contradict one another, because the man said that he gave the sadaqa to the man without instructing him to do that. So that's why this issue of permission is very, very important. So the Prophet of Allah said, regular Muslim, without causing damage to it. Just because you have known that your husband would like that you do sadaqa, you love your husband, what to give to people. So because of that, you now take all that you have in the house, that the family will eat, you now give it to people, you distribute it among people. When your husband comes back, what am I going to eat? No, you lost sadaqa, so I've given it to so and so person, so not have to do sadaqa. If this leads to something, then you are the cause of that. So that's why the data will speak at him without causing any damage. So the sadaqah must begin immediately. Not sadaqah that will affect the husband or affect the family. Unless if the husband and the rest of the family is the point in the category of Abu Bakr, Brother Lawan, you know, those are thoughts that you mentioned. That some of our fathers who saw it, at times they will give all that they have at a particular point in time, all that they have, they will give it out. And their wives, their family members will be happy with that. So only two people will reach this level. And these are those of Allah who understand, for you see, Ruhna Allah put in him. Follow kind of belief, of course. So they give the people, they raise people over themselves, only the house, they are also grown. So you do not have a push for your kind of belief, of course. So the one who does not, Muslim who does not get to that level, should not do so. Like I said, already his wife doing that. You know that the sadaqa that you want to do is going to affect you. It's going to make you grumble. Huh? Don't be sadaqa. So make sure you take care of yourself, you take care of that. If you have anything left, you spend on your children, then on your wife, your children. So, but if you know that what you have is enough for you, it is not to the left of what you are spending on other people, then it's good. It's a good thing. What you spend on yourself is sadaqa. What you spend on your wife is sadaqa. What you spend on your children is sadaqa. What you spend on those who are close to you is sadaqa, your relatives. All these are sadaqa. Sadaqa in being as I've explained is something that is brought. It's something that is brought. So many righteous deeds that you do that shows these things that shows the truthfulness of your demand, shows the sadaqa. But when you talk about sadaqa of the word, this is the way you arrange it. Yourself watching, then what you have left, you go to your wife, then what you have left, for children like that. This is the way the Sunnah has categorized it. But when you know that what you have will be enough for you alone, you can bear it, even if you're other person. This is not as a far. This is not as a far. Is it permissible? Yes, permissible. It's permissible and it's mustahab if you know that you're forcing to that level. But Islam doesn't want us to do something that when you do, you regret it, you continue to save yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you shouldn't spend your energy, and you do not want to withhold it. You shouldn't withhold it, you shouldn't spend it, everything. Whatever order, maluman mahsuman. So that you not become somebody that will be blameworthy and somebody that will be without anything to take care of himself, to take care of his family. Then you begin to complain and people start to watch to attack you. So for you to do something that you want to spend in the course, you want to do some accord, make sure that the some accord you are going to do fall in line with what you have stated. The Prophet of Allah says, after the Sawakah, Narakanet and Gharani. The best Sawakah is the Sawakah that you do after you have what is sufficient for you. You have what is what sufficient for you. If what you have is not sufficient for you, not sufficient for your family, then you don't do Sawakah. Unless you know you can give it. So, a hadith of Allah with Allah explained this and some other companions who also gave it in that the hadith of Abu Talha also explained this and some other companions. So the Prophet of Allah said, the lady of the is a king without causing damage to this. Without causing damage to this. So the woman is going to be rewarded, the other one is also going to be rewarded. Now there is something that is important here, another hadith, which is contained in the Sunnah al-Tarikah in Sunnah Abi Dawud. That the Prophet of Allah said, La yajuzu limra'atin hibatun min mahriha. It is not permitted for a woman to give, to make a gift from her wealth in the evening that which she has expressed to the condition of her husband in a manaka. If the husband has control on her affair, it is not permissible for a woman to give something, especially the function of the husband, if the husband has control on her affair. What about the invitation of marriage? For anyone that is married, the husband has control on her. Now this hadith. Does this contradict some hadith? Now, if you have that woman can spend from the work of the husband, why can't she spend from her own work? So, I think hadith, there's no problem with it as well. Now, there are two types of wives. The woman that is expecting in her, that is the woman that is intended by, she doesn't know things. So, such a woman, the hadith was to be proposed to implement it somehow. Because she was spending many hours, because she would have been affected as well. So such a woman we have to be restricted. We have to be restricted. So when she desires to live her activity that we can marry her, it's not going for a woman to give, to make a gift, or to give a gift in her wealth, except in that evening, that she has. Except for the condition of the husband. So this is applicable on the one that is a dealer. That doesn't know, that just makes anyhow. Such a woman, she's under a man, so she will have to be protected. So that's what she will not destroy things. If she will have to be protected with respect to the work of the husband, if she's spending lavishly, then in that case, on our own way, she also contains, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us the offer that we are taking care of their work, If we know that what we are going to spend it in lavishly, we have to watch for daily. But when an adult is in which there is not for raising a woman, when you are close to they are okay now, then you can give them their works. And that's why the chief did the offer. When they are young, you don't give them their works, what they inherited from their father. So that was to not want that everything. So somebody who has the wife that also saying that is in the bed, that is what has to contain her. Because of what? Because of thinking. But this woman is somebody that is good energy. The woman is somebody that has control of things. In that case, can she stand without the permission of the husband? From her own words, now not from the words of the husband. Yes, the hadith does not prevent her. But we can understand from that hadith that what it is recommended for her as well to make her husband know. Because the hadith says in the Malaka, Ismataha or Mandraha, if the husband marries her. So the woman now spends without the knowledge of the husband, inviting the grinder, or giving out without the knowledge of the husband. It's like she doesn't take the husband with what she would see on it. She does not give the husband respect. So if the woman is well, whatever she wants to do, it's good that she seeks the advice. This is one of the noble characters. Never to one will still be at my own, my own. So the way that she has now been making her compass or arrogance for the husband, maybe she is more or she has more than the husband. So the hadith is really applicable to her parties, but not at all she can't spend. Why is scholar reconciled like that? This is because in our society, when some women say it should love the knowledge of the husband, like doing one of the things. When the person comes to the evening khutbah to the nails, he went to the female side and he said to them, Ya Ma'ashar al-Nisa, Sabar Bakhna, Fa'inna kunna akhtaru haqqa bishakna. All folks of all women who said that from Bakhna, do sabaka. Fa'inna kunna akhtaru haqqa bishakna. Because you women, we will be the most of, a lot of you watch, well of Jahannam. So and women we started this product. The woman asked from the garden, said by Rasulullah, and response of the Lord Muhammad Allah took him to Shaka, he complained the Lord, respectful of the Aishi. As a result of your complaint, you show in that to the husband. In our report, the Prophet of Allah said, the Prophet of Kufu, and the Prophet of Kufu is that the Kufu bin Ba, 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 so one of them at that two hours your life will be good to them. In the last week, man, I give up. If she sees a new wash for this long, or less than a father, she is a very uncomfortable. Said, I've never seen any good in you. You know, this is what is for Prophet. Just as it's applicable to women, it's also applicable to men. Somebody has been nice to you, nice, do this, you do this, you do this. But what one single thing that he or she does, you rubbish everything as if he or she does not have any good. You know, these are things that make somebody feel bad. And after all, we do this, and we do this, and we do this. Look at the way everything is also, everything is rubbish, it is rubbish. So you are the person who not like it. And when you do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped. So this is what Kufran Ni'ma. And Kufran Ni'ma is a kabira, is a deep sin. And that's why the Prophet of Allah says, La yashkur Allah, ma la yashkur Allah. Whoever is not grateful can never be grateful to Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let people give the advantage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to you through people. But you are not grateful to people when they do not to you. Then I will be grateful to your Creator. So that's why it is part of the other of Islam, that Kiranda. Don't believe anything that you think. Wallahu until for Afaka, you want to invite. Also, meet your brother and be sure to leave. This is what they do to you. So, when somebody goes to teach to you, you have to watch, you have to deny to that person. And for that, you have to Ma'arufa, but tell us to you. Whoever goes good to you, I can't do from the beginning. You try as much as possible to also want to do back to me something that is better. Whenever you say you do not do that, you know you. If you don't find what you do, you use the mirror to replace or to compensate for what I have done for you. For good, the dark and dark there. You say what? The dark and dark there. So this is what to so, take everything back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have words I can compensate to you or I can reciprocate this good thing that you have done to me, but I'm giving everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why all the Salaf Salih, when Allah says the Zaraq and Wa'ala Layla, they believe that what you have given them what is far, far, far better than what they have given you. So they will also sort of get back to you. They're not at what they can also get something that is. And that's why the statement that some of the things we say about Allah of Iraq, we say Amin, or we say Yahweh, there is no difference to that. No! Which evidence are you expecting? When somebody has done something better? Don't you? Would you want that what you do something better than that? And that is what the Hadith of Aisha wa ta'ala means and she. Likewise, it is the practice of Shaykh as well. When somebody calls them and she, then they ask a question on the life of the Prophet, in the back of Allah, they will say what he asked. Because they don't want something to hang with that person. What they have done, or good to that person. What the person has done now is what? Is better. So they want to be in the best position. Or in the better position. So, the hadith is applicable to a woman that has control, that is fully energy as well. That if she wants to do anything, she should also try and seek the advice of the husband before sending. Likewise, it is applicable to a woman that is that has a woman that you know that is different, a woman that can spend accurately, she will spend her money anyhow. So that case the hadith is applicable to our husbands. But the woman that can spend well is also controlled to husband before spending. The reason is that the husband will do the watch. They'll be in better position. That if we get that thing from him, as we will read from the hadith of Bilal ibn Mas'ud. So when the wife went to the Prophet Allah said to her that she do khalaqa. And wife, when she got home, she told the husband that she asked to do khalaqa. He has to do Salah. I want you to go and ask the blessing of Allah if I can give it to him. Then no. If you want to go and ask him if you can give it to me. And she went back And the Prophet Allah Ta'ala said, you can give this to your husband. And God loves the Siddha. Siddha to Mahi. He's also collecting the family guy. So, not that they didn't give of something that you are not aware. So, if you seek seeking advice, brother, you are sorry, they tell you that God is in need of the former. So it's good to see the advice of the other people thank you. Even when you are fighting for yourself, what if it isn't from your husband? So maybe I will be doing some things that are very great in the union house and the likes, and obviously they catch away from the husband. This is not having the knowledge of the deen. If they have the knowledge of the deen, this is one of the forces that will inherit you. This is one of the forces that will inherit you. Why are you taking something away from me? Like when the husband keeping things away from the husband or from you, from the wife. The husband keeping away things from the wife. If you die, other people will inherit what they are supposed to inherit. So it is good. So a woman can spend without asking the husband. This will be in some cases. But it is good to always converse the husband when she is doing things. I've heard a little husband is somebody that doesn't want good for her. In a situation like this, she will not converse the husband. If the husband knows that she has gathered some money now, next thing to ask her to lend me some money, I'll give you back. And that thing is gone. Huh? Like that. He will not allow her to go. This type of husband is not a good husband. If a woman knows this again, if she keeps something away from the husband, then there is nothing wrong in that. Though the other man at long last also is very fishy type of money, the husband. So, for him to allow us to make progress, till Allah sees his time, if she is going to die before the husband. But if no, then she can continue to hide from some of these things from him because of the fear she has concerning the man. وأن من سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال جاءت زينب بامرأة ابن مسعود from أبو سعيد الخدري لأبي بكر الدين he said زينب the wife of ابن مسعود came فقالت يا رسول الله she said on the Messenger of Allah إنك أمرت اليوم بالصدقة. You have ordered us today to do صدقة. وكان عندي حلي لي. I have some jewels with me. فأردت أن أصدق فيه. I want to give them out in صدقة. فقال ابن مسعود أنه ولد أحق من تصدقت به عليه. ابن مسعود claimed that he and his children, they are more rightful to that father of us. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدقة من مسعود زوجك وولدك أحق من تصدقت به زوجك وولدك أحق من تصدقت به عليك رواه البخاري. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that ابن مسعود was fruitful in his place. Zawjuki wa waladuki, your husband and your children, they are more right to your sadaqah than them. Now, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is one of the imam of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra'u al-Qur'an ala Firas ibn Runa'at. Read the Quran with the recitation of the Surah of Runa'at, the Surah of Runa'at. and that is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So he's one of those who knew much of the Quran. The Prophet of Allah that I mentioned four people who are very great who ministered to the Quran. The recitation of the Quran, and he mentioned among them Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, popularly known as Ibn Ummi Aish. So the wife is Zaynab. The name of the wife is Zaynab. The wife is richer than the husband. And this wife went to the house of the Prophet of Allah wa sallam. And one of the things they asked there is that they should do sadaqa. So when she got home, she wanted to do the sadaqa. So when Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu got to know about this, he said to her that we deserve the sadaqa more than any other person. And she went to the Prophet of Allah to ask about that. From her report, the wife told him, "He's the one I was supposed to ask. Who's the one to ask? I have said, what are you?" So the woman went and she asked the Prophet of Allah, and he said, Sadaqa ibn Mas'ud. Ibn Mas'ud is good. Zawji, awaladi, ahakku man tatadakti bihi alim. Your husband and your children, they are more rightful to the Sadaqa you want to do. So this tells us that when you want to do Sadaqa, it is best to put the sadaqa in the right place. We have said it is not compulsory on the woman to spend on the man. It is not compulsory on the wife to spend on the husband. Unless if that will lead towards destruction of the husband or the family, then it becomes compulsory to spend in that regard. Obviously, it's not compulsory and the wife is spent on the husband and the children. But if that is meant to destroy something, since there is no other person that can spend on them, then why is it not to be, why is it not to destroy something because of what's on? If you see somebody who is dying of hunger and you pass by and you have what you can rescue the life of that person, then what you can watch compulsion you to do that. If you do not do it and that person dies, then those who are aware of that take away responsibility in the case of the inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For allowing somebody to die of hunger and have what they can use to rescue that person and refuse not to. So, in the case of the wife she has, she spends on the husband not as something that is compulsory. She spends on the children as something that is compulsory. So she wanted to do sadaqa. She wanted to do sadaqa. In the most popular line, she said, "Right, you want to do sadaqa, you are more right to do sadaqa than any other person." And the reply from the Prophet of Allah is that what he has said is right. What you are saying is right. So this tells us that when you are given sadaqa, try to know who is more right to the sadaqa. At times you may give it to somebody else for some other consideration. But you want to follow the sequence, you give it to the person that is more right to it. Because when you give your sadaqa to your wife, to your husband, or you give your sadaqa to your children, it will be two things in the sadaqa, and you also get the reward of sila promotion. You get the reward of sadaqa, and you get the reward of sila promotion. This is a woman does this. Who only is zakat that is composed? The woman can give Avant de prendre Zakat, dit Zakat de son congé. But enough cannot give his wife Zakat de son congé. Because he is the one responsible for their feeding. So those that you are responsible for their feeding, not give them compulsory Zakat. Not your parents, not your children. If you are the one responsible for their feeding. But if you are not responsible for that, you can give them some amount. If they fall among those nations in the Quran, and give them some amount. But the wife many times can give the offer some amount. If it was whether compulsory or not compulsory. If it is compulsory, she can give to the husband. If the husband falls among those abusive nations. So, and that's why if you look at this, you say that the Islam has not imposed so many things on women. With respect to spending, Islam has not said what the women should spend, even on themselves, they have said, Islam has not said what they should spend. Not to talk about spending on the children, not to talk about spending on the husband. And you see, the policy that we have today is women competing with men in places of work. So the essence of the say was, what a man can do, a woman can do it better. If you get that money, what are you going to do with it? Islam has honored you, Islam has protected you. What are you going to do with the money that is from these men in getting? If you feed your family, Islam has not laid that as a burden on you. If you feed yourself, Islam has not laid that on you. And that's why you can look at the thing of Islam. Allah said the zakat need to have the zakat. When they are distributing the property of the deceased, the women should take what was made to take five votes to women take. Well, the men have a lot of responsibilities on them. Who to feed themselves, to feed their children, to feed the community service. Women, they are not to feed themselves. Unless if their work, if the work comes to the most. Not to talk about feeding their children. So and so on and so forth. So if they say they are working because of my father, or because my children are there. So are you the only child? Does your parents have no child? So if they have no child, no children, the next children live in more compulsion than who does not you. It's more compulsion than you. So in that case, then when we have a situation where a woman, she is the only one to take care of the babies, then how we was the necessity that we make our work. And when you look at the case of the children, the two daughters of the man who Prophet Musa was talking about taking. So there is no God that wanted anybody to take care of that man. And the man was old. So it's only those two daughters that will take the sheep and hams before the next watch, the bulldog watch, you. And when those are the ones that will tell them, hey, provide water for the sheep to drink. Originally, this isn't the task of women, originally, but it's a condition. And push them to that type of thing. For us tonight, what is the what will come as a maybe as a reading thing, what will come as a reality to use it as what maybe become more. And that's why any house or houses are destroyed. The wife has gone out as early as five. The husband. So the children will keep that somewhere. And these children will not watch the indoctrinated wrong akida, to be indoctrinated with things that are against Islam. And it's okay if we are not able to take our children. So the primary responsibility of the woman is to take care of the children, to train them, to give them good Islamic training. The Father is to care for them. The Father is to look for what they will need, what they will need to sustain themselves. That is the task of the Father. So, if it's around my time to also assist in us, in also developing them, in also developing them to expanding them. But if it's more on the women than on the men, but today the women are competing with men in every way. Anything the same man, men, the same woman, great. Open courses that should be read by women, by men, the same men also study those courses. So that's why you have to understand things in your postings. Not non-Muslims. So we go by the teachings of the leader. If however doesn't mean that women cannot work, but their work must be something that will not affect their primary responsibilities. And whatever they get from that, so they have enough time to do so that. Because a lot of them they have the problem that the broken Allah Adam has said, the pregnant Ajib, the good thing in the Shekhar. Not from them before all the good. And that's why those in the Bishoma are wrong. They are women. If you go to the Arab countries, women, the old, a lot of things, these bishops here, a lot of them were called the women. The good someone will be taking care of the shops. And now there is a lot of them also to suffer from you, folks, who did that. Because what they are getting, is that they are not supposed to spend on people. So they are not spending on people, you need to put that up. So this is the very plan. And, arrange things. So inshallah, we start the Rasulullah wa ala Jinn al-Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. The teaching of Islam is that for Iraq and Yemen, the Ahiyyat al-Fa'ahiyu, the Ahsanamin al-Dumman. If you are greeted with a greeting, greet back with something better. Or, repeat for the person as said to you. So somebody says, As-salamu alaykum, or As-salamu alayka. You say, wa alaykum salam. Wa rahmatullah or wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. By saying wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, you have done more than the person gives to you. So with this, you will be getting more rewards. Because Allah says, the ahsana min. So the person says, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. You say, wa alaykum salam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So that's what you can get more. What is the possibility of assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh? There is a hadith, the scholars and his agreement for the authenticity, and that is a report that says you can possibly be one to achieve. But that report, according to what you have to do among scholars, said is not authentic. And that was the Shaykh Allah Ta'ala, when he authenticated it, he also mentioned that there are some things affecting the chain of the hadith, because it was addressed by the general meaning of the Quran. For example, there is a religion which has been mentioned, but it's not the Ahsan. Somebody has said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, and you want to do the tahiyya of that person, the Ahsan al-Minha. Then what is Ahsan al-Minha? Can you also add something to that? So when you ask for us to go or something else is to be after income. So this is what is good in the teaching of Al-Islam or Allah.
Well done. I think I saw for that page. People say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So let us be, wa alaykum.
Now, what is wa alaykum? That is not, the person has not responded in the right way. That person has not responded in the right way. Whenever he says, that is important, as-salamu alaykum, and that says, wa alaykum. This is the way to quote Allah to respond to the non-Muslims who greet us in the wrong way. You know, they will say to the Prophet of Allah, As-salamu alaykum, Ya Abul Qasim, who are the Qasim? As-salamu alaykum. He said, be with you or be upon you. And the Prophet of Allah will respond, Wa alaykum. May he be upon you as well, Wa alaykum. And upon you. So not the wa alaykum is family. We mentioned it in the family. We say wa alaykum. Trying to avoid to do evil to someone who has done evil to you in the world. So wa alaykum. So as I know the Baraka, in one of these instances, asked this, and she was angry. As pertaining that Allah removed from some brother, from some brothers, she said, "Wa alaykum salam, wa la'natu ikhwat al-kiradati wa al-khatamiyyat." May salam be upon you, may la'nat be upon you. That is, turning away from the blessing and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over us of peace and marriage. And this. Now, the truth of what happened there in that situation, saying, Aish, O Aish, in the law of peace, Allah is the greatest incredible risk. Allah lost the risk. Allah is being, and Allah lost the being. Aisha wanted to justify what she did. She said, Allah is the best ma'u, ma'a, qalu. Did you hear what he said? The Book of Allah responded to Allah, and that is Marie Mahkuli. Did you hear what I said? So it's not there, wa alaykum was family. We don't mention family, said wa alaykum. So, what the Prophet said, as-salamu alaykum, because that's a good thing. So, don't restrict it to wa alaykum. But if it is a good thing that the person has said, wa alaykum as-salam, who will it be that you say? Who will it be that you say? If it is a good thing that the person has said, it will not do a wrong thing with ahsan. Not reply with a better thing. There is good to reply with a better thing that is not compulsory. And that was like what I said, who will it be? A non-Muslim makes a thing to us and we understand what he says clearly. That means he or she doesn't say as family, he or she says as-salamu alaykum. We also reply, wa alaykum as-salam. And this is what Abu Musa al-Ash'ari teach when one of the rulers of the non-Muslims wrote him a letter. And he said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. So he also replied, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. So he said, why? He said, this is what they wish to be. This is what they wish to be. So why is it, when you pray for the person wa alaykum as-salam, that doesn't mean that the person has become a Muslim. But part of the salam that can meet him is still in Allah to have a change to a Muslim. So the issue of greeting is not something that you say, okay, because this person is very non-Muslim, I will not touch. I will not greet him in a good way, only if he greets me in a good way. The Prophet told the Muslims for them to choose. He said, I can tell you, Yehuda, Mr. Lam, don't preempt them by taking the state to them. Because we need to go see a state to you. So, but I'm teaching the police, we need them on the road, but for whom we are reacting. Press them, plus we will pass the most narrow of the road. Now this is what an environment that is hostile. When the Jews are showing us hostility. But what do you mean in an environment where the Jews are not showing hostility to you? You don't show hostility to them. And that's why we have a lot of Jews, those that the Muslim children with, those that you visit, those that you are not visiting, those that you trade with, those that they will also serve in. Because those people do not show what hostility to them. But those who show hostility, you see them in the same way that they are treating you. Then, that should also be an environment where the Islam has what? Where Islam has the target dominance or Islam in the whole, has an edge. But a situation where maybe like Nigeria here now, because we are all important to that place. And that's why we know how to relate the facts or relate to the hadith of the Prophet of Allah. So what do you mean? Of course, we should see the Qur'an of Allah, even we should go. So I will start with feeling. Why do you feel it? You say, Allah, I'm going to go to Mushikina. So keep them in the fight in the Shukun, come in the Shukunkafa, but like Allah said, what to do, keep them, anywhere you find them. But see, I wonder about this, that I have no love, I don't believe in that, because you can forgive what you can do, you can like, I don't have a no room. But don't see me, they in the life, you can go to me. Not this part. How can you take a verse and leave you another one? And that's why, any verse that she has to practice, that a part is by saying this and another part is saying what? Otherwise of it. Don't understand that part to mean what? What you are what? What don't understand to mean what you are going to do. You have to bring the parts together. If you have a hadith, the meaning of which is what? Do something and another hadith is telling you. You have to decide in which situation can you use it in which situation and you will this. So this is the meaning of Islam. Allah.
Can we extend it to other groups?
Now this is not extended to other groups. According to the more correct opinion of the scholar. So you see a Jewish man now, a Christian or a Christian woman or or a car of an agency like this, this is punishment. Particularly when you're elderly, particularly when you're in need of the suffering. You know, you go to a compound, for instance, now, and you see, maybe those who are here are almost this way is. So it tells you that they don't give people from very poor. So what about the Muslim? What about the Muslim? You can marry a Muslim. You can marry a Muslim. But one thing is to marry a Muslim. Another thing is to marry someone who is giving bringing your house or training your children in the right way. Because your parents are gentlemen. So if you marry, don't say, okay, Allah said you can marry a Christian. Yes, Allah said you can marry a Christian. But Allah also said what? So once they evolve, for example, understanding like that, we have to give some other advantages. So somebody marries, for instance, that he sees the sister that doesn't cover her hair, that doesn't cover her neck, everything exposed, and he proposes to her, and everything works out, and they are both washed. They are in the Julia recap. Now you can't then think that what he hasn't married was a Muslim. He has married a Muslim. But the problem is not with what? Marrying a Muslim or what? The problem is what? The Akra. So someone who does what they think, if he does not want to lose his Akra, that means he will have to pay a lot of jihad to make her watch, cover her hair, to make her do this, to make her do so that what? This will not affect what is coming. Otherwise, if he says that what, you can marry a Muslim, or she's a Muslim, so why is telling me I can't marry her? Then I will prove it. If marriage is existing, why is saying Allah, I said, what was Allah, 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 the issue is not what mine existed. The issue is the Akhira and the Akhira of the children. So, this is
the issue is not the
mine of the Akhira. Okay, we need to be good. So, the
issue is not mine and the
Akhira.
So, when are we married and the Akhira now? If she's going to want to preach the children, if they are going to benefit from her, where is the children? But she's a Muslim, not a
married. Think it happens that what somebody, where somebody does go to, after she does any contact. It's talking about, so maybe one of the younger brothers, they are not trying to rely on you now, whether you are, that's what you want, it's good. But somebody is not trying to throw that secret on that, so that goes, and not be for the family. So maybe that younger brother is telling that, brother, allow, when you can have. That's what somebody does the same, so that's what you can have.
What is the family now? This issue of lions, on people is something that comes from my family. Somebody is my elder brother, doesn't mean we have to rely on him. Somebody is my younger brother, doesn't mean we have to rely on him. One should also try to give up on his own, not own. Unless he needs a direct so who can follow the way of what? Respecting himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give him the respect to give people honor him. So what is your step on independence? And the answer earlier, Khairun, we have been so far. So this is something that we want to understand. Don't still be my brother, my brother, my brother. Some people, when they complain about me, they listen to my complaint, they say that they don't have to pay me this. And he is giving money and it's not given to him. If he wants that he makes money, he must give to you. Do you know what he's going through in his family? Do you know that what he earns? Whether he wants to feed himself and feed his family, you can't know how much he earns. You don't know what he's going through in his family. So somebody who understands to him will know when it is compulsory on his watch or his brother or so to watch to take care of him. The first of all, when he has baby, he said he has said your wife, the children, so the family. This is because they are working directly with you. The family is the one making things to live for you. So then you go to other people. So, and the consumer of other people is a good one, who's not. So, somebody But what you mean is not to work for yourself. For yourself, you don't work. So then, the brother is expecting that you should give him to him. If he doesn't give to him, so it's finished. This is what is what understanding, a sign of what understanding is. So you are only allowed to explain to that person. This is the situation of the matter. Then if you can prove that it's the other to the other to make you independent. So, Allah Akbar.
I need to do a program in Grand. The program is an application. Running is a program. So, we need to ask the college program. We need to ask the university. Well, the last one I did, somebody called from Nigeria. And the person was asking the fighting going on in Australia and Muslim fighters. I promise you don't destroy that. Who are striving in Nigeria? So the answer given by the brother was Nigeria is a Muslim country, particularly in the northern part. One of the sheikhs he mentioned there, for example, said it is good for every Muslim that is correct. Whether the Boko Haram has made a mistake or not, that every Muslim should participate because the president of Nigeria is not a Muslim. Then you know that Unita is not a Muslim. The fact that all Muslims should join. Then if somebody says, all Muslims in the world should pray for Nigeria as they are praying for Palestine because Nigeria is a Muslim country and now they are in trouble. So I was disturbed.
By what manners? If you consider the population, now this is not something that is really correct. Because the population of the Muslims in Nigeria, I was in this because I, the Muslims who carry 60% and the others who carry but you want to go to the analysis to see if it's the policy. So considering the population, the country in Nigeria is going to be then we want to know the country being an Islamic state or not, to look at the government. The most important thing is the government. Or if the majority of the people here, they are Muslims. But this put in also in consideration. If you look at the country, take for instance, when Makka as a state, for instance, was under the farm of Makka. Was Makka an Islamic state?
No.
What is an Islamic state? So when it became under the Muslims, it became a Muslim state. And that is why, if you have a government saying the conclusion of this country is maybe multi-religious or is secular state, that is just a secular state, that is correct. That is the secular. That means what will be doing them is the worst. It's secularity. What will be doing them is the worst. Multi-religiosity. not to be done. But if you come to say, if they say that was their constitutionalist state to the Islamic state, the Jewish was the same was to say to that means the Muslims do not watch. The Muslims there will not be practicing into Islam. But they acknowledge that was they are Muslims. So that's why you have to consider the government and you also consider the majority of the people. Considering the majority of the people, this is where the people, maybe the country is on that now. Let's say for instance now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this happen. Let's say this is the contact for instance now. And if you find the way you are contact sometimes good. And if you find they now place their constitution here. So most of the people who are living in the country are practicing their own Islam. They are practicing their own Islam. So if someone says this is an Islamic state, a country, then this will give us the acceptance. But the government matters a lot. If the Muslim government conquers the town, and sorry, the Muslims conquer the town, or the government conquers a country or a state, and most of those who are in that state, most of them are Christians, but from the material of the country is given by Islam, they are using Islamic laws. So there are still a lot of Christians. You can still call it what? An Islamic state. So that of the state is very, very important. Who is more important than what? Than people being what? Muslims. When the government is not speaking in their hands. So to say that Nigeria is an Islamic state, this is not correct. So some scholars, they will prefer to say Nigeria, you can't call it an Islamic state, you can't call it a Hutu state, that is not a Muslim. This is the terminology that some scholars will use, so that those will not use in the past. But so that the thing between what matters was to call it was to call it Islamic or non-Islamic. So since you can't call it Islamic, then the in-between is also what is not Islamic. So why are you calling it Islamic? So that's the only problem. Then there is something that is serious here again, and that is what inviting people to use. These are things that have led a lot of sleep. So saying that that's what is going on in the jihad. What kind of jihad is that? In what so much jihad has what? 20 wounds. As wounds that must be followed strictly. So not that somebody just gets on Monday and then we watch his family care or whatever. And that's why teaching the people the game is more important than all the things that the people are shouting. You carry back what his family care or just what his family care. What do you do to teach people the game, your children make sure your children the game. And if more people grow and people become Muslims and are practicing, things watch the way of the age. But why do you try to shout the Islamic those who criticize the force of the Yabajim and the Asunna? Tell you what is most wrong with you. So don't want that type of Islam that you are talking about.
Now, on that, it is very clear that the brother in question, he has painted on two pictures of the state of Nigeria. In that comment. So is it not maybe advisable for one to maybe let him know, even on that program itself, to clarify the full picture of Nigeria, that this is what you know, our prison is not that the
future. Now, I understand your argument, because that is not responsible. A lot of people have the notion that Nigeria is an Islamic state. A lot of people outside, they have that. Because it's what people have been telling them for long. So, if you want to correct that notion, not only to that man or that the one who talked, so you should go to everybody who have that view. So it's something that is general.
But, sorry, he has the power to become that person. Everybody is going to put that way. It's not for the person to bring it and stand it.
And also, if you want to ask him, the thing that he is doing is, why did he say that he left and stand it? Why did he say that? If he explains to you, they know where his argument is coming from. Even if I don't know who is this, who is this, who is this, who is this, so my only country that he gets much and he can't get it. Let him explain why he has so much and then he can't get it. So if you say the completion of his words, 90, 10 or 80 minutes, let him know that no, the completion is not so. So this is the way you can address it in your law. But what is the an Islamic state or not an Islamic state, this is not the way to go about Shahada and Sunni. So, it's something that you have to be very, very careful about.
My question is, as a result of Basri Villa and the people in Nigeria, and I would like to take a question. So, the very first question is, is it enough for the person to start to be nuclear, sitting at work? Is it enough for such a person to be such an innovator or to equip the person as a car in our eyes? So that's one. Then, secondly, is it enough as well for a person who is attached to a group? Probably it's a belief now how we are not that group and enough for being attached to that group then to be regarding the company as or to be treating the company as a non-Muslim. It seems that if the person speaks further, it has been to one month and after it has been, if the person is praying much, you not pray behind him and other things in that regard. So I think those two.
That's on the first question. Somebody is not the way of the current story to think Rupia is a profession. Somebody may take a place that is making as a profession. When I say next year, maybe the Orthodox one or the red one of the Muslim part of the life, teaching him for some of us, he knows about our knowledge of that. I don't engage in this as a shikiyaj, teaching people. Then in the course of that, maybe some people's motivation, they need to look here. They need to look here for the only one to be. But I think that is important here that before I move on to the question that we have the point saying, and that is saying people never will, we have to be very careful on that. So people never will, because Allah recommended some specific things for some specific areas. And at times, the Prophet spoke generally on some things, the question, what is the apart from that is cure for every ailment. That doesn't mean that if having, I just think about the example of drinking, for example,